Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Story Break, the Hollywood's favorite writer's room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into an awesome story. I'm your loopy friend, Freddie.
I am Will, I'm a screenwriter.
Man, I realize that being in third position. Okay, this
you,
is.
I always get the joke.
Okay,
and
hi, I'm Matt, writer director. Here's the thing. Not only do I have to come up with something that you two haven't come up with, the last four times you've had the exact same joke I wanted to do, which I'm like, we're spending way too much time together. It's like we've matched our writer periods.
It's pretty much the joke for this episode.
I know.
I want to point out, though, just for listeners, Hollywood professionals, three Hollywood professionals, which means that sometimes said Hollywood professionals need to spend a week and come out with an episode just a hair late because we're real Hollywood professionals and they need to pitch real Hollywood movies to real Hollywood people.
It's a big Hollywood movie
with real
Freddie.
Hollywood money.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a crunch and we stayed up
a few Kathleen
nights.
Needed our help on Star Wars again. We had to come in and fix Solo, a Star Wars movie. Probably shouldn't say that out loud, but you know, Kathleen, we can't always pull you out of the fire.
Yeah, it was
Stop calling. It
was very awkward trying to fix Solo as the movie was premiering. Yeah.
It was mostly shouting in people's ears.
You know, and also, by the way, one thing that we would like to do eventually is when these projects come to fruition, we'd love to be able to talk about them and get into that too. But that's
literally all we will be doing. If we ever have a project come to fruition.
When these projects come to fruition, we would love to have a project come to fruition.
But that is for another day. Today, the internet perception sensation that took over the Twitter sphere by storm, Yanning or Laurel.
You mean Laurel.
What are we doing? Are we doing Yanny or Laurel?
I only hear Yanny.
So we're doing Laurel, right? So
yes. So Yanny and Laurel is this mic. Okay, so I talk about generations on Twitter as like micro generations.
You guys, you mean for people who don't know who Laurel is.
Yeah, exactly. Very good. The whole, just that joke for an hour, everyone. If you're done with that, go ahead. Just give 5 stars on iTunes and move the fuck on. Well, but so this Twitter micro generation, and a micro generation is about 4 to 6 months on Twitter. This Twitter's micro generation of the blue and black dress, white and gold dress.
Are you
debate.
Explaining the this internet meme by referencing another internet meme?
Freddie, what
it's
is Laurel and Yanny?
All right.
It's an audio illusion, and you play this sound effect, and then you either hear a weird robot voice say Laurel, or you hear it say Yanny.
And for those of you who haven't heard it, here it is. Ready? You tell us what you hear. 3, 2, 1.
Laurel.
So did you tell us what you heard? Because if you did, you just talked to your radio like an idiot.
But yes.
Skillfully negged, Matt. I'm sure our audience will be coming on to us at the bar anytime soon now.
But any good illusion has been the subject of a lot of debate because obviously nobody can believe the other side is hearing something else because we are limited by the limits of our own perception and the inability to empathize with other viewpoints, especially on a sensory level.
It's just like politics,
it turns out,
man.
If you're cool and smart, you hear Laurel, but if you're a dumb idiot, you hear Yanny.
I heard Laurel. You guys heard Yanny.
I heard Laurel.
No, you heard Yanny.
No, you heard me say I heard Yanny because you only hear Yanny when people say Laurel.
So today, the feature film clickbaity ass adaptation of Yanny or Laurel.
Okay.
All right, here's what I've got. Yanny and Laurel, they're cops. And there's a criminal, and they're trying to catch the criminal, but they can't decide whether it was a jewel thief wearing a yellow and blue dress or a black and gold dress.
Holy shit. If we can get all of these in one spot, then I think we got ourselves
a movie.
And
then she was stealing a statue that turns. It's a statue of a ballerina that turns.
It's clockwise.
But no one can remember
which
way the ballerina turns.
Yeah.
And then they're like, I'm pretty sure the murderer was a Voss. And they're chasing it. And they're like, wait, it wasn't a Voss. It was two women.
Two people kissing.
Two women kissing.
They either call him the bunny or the duck. So this is an animated kids movie for 3-year-olds.
Oh no,
right?
This is really good. It's an edutainment movie about the power of illusions.
Holy shit. Okay, keep going.
So
the whole movie is just 2 hours
Inception.
Of people be like, oh, did you see those little dots move and blink when I did?
It's Inception for kids, basically. It's like it's teaching kids about your eyes and ears and how the world can fuck with you. And
is
don't
that
trust
what Inception
anything.
Did?
That's what I got from
I
Inception.
Just meant Inception, and then Inception was like a trippy crime thriller, and this is a trippy crime thriller.
Okay. So, look, the only thing I have with
Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, right?
Yeah,
like
I feel like
it's someone who's both Yanny Someone named Yanny.
I feel like
someone named Laurel.
I feel like if you just do that as two people called Yanny and Laurel, that's not really taking into the spirit
dual
of
nature.
Yanny. It's like
of,
I feel like you have to play in
but they're cops.
Twins. Are identical twin cops.
They're identical. Wait, why are they identical twins?
Because they're confused. They're constantly mistaken for each other.
Oh. You know, there's a movie coming out with a guy in it.
This was a horrible idea.
No, this is a great idea. Fuck
there, you. All right. There's a movie coming out with some guy in it. I can't remember what it's called, but it has a very cool concept. So please tweet at us what this movie is.
Do you know the concept, at least?
I know the concept. Okay, good. I don't remember the concept.
Great story.
I brought it up for
good
no
story,
reason.
Good story. Okay, what's the concept?
The concept is that it's like he has a twin brother, but they share the same body. And like how it works is like...
So far, he's just a person who thinks he's two people.
Shut up.
He's like, when I poop, I'm pooping.
But it's like, he has control of the body from like 8 a.m. to midnight, and then he goes to bed, and then his twin brother wakes up and is like, he takes over the body at night, so they leave notes for each other and stuff.
So
there's like
just
a psychologist who helps them navigate. I don't know. I haven't seen the movie. But I was like, that's interesting. Like, two consciousnesses sharing the same body. It reminds me of like, you see this thing with...
Which one poops?
That's the name of the
It's the subtitle on the poster. It's just like double cop. You're like, dang, this looks like
the
cool.
First thing they do when they take their notepad to see what the other one did that day, the first thing they check is like, did you poop or not?
And it's like, dang, we
had to do that for a while. Every time I woke up, he'd be like, he probably pooped. I don't need to poop. And then like it went like 3 days without pooping. He's like, okay, we should probably let each other know if we've pooped or not.
And it's just like leaving a note, it's just like, hey, it's kind of fucking bullshit that you like I have to poop more. Just taking away valuable body control time, you jackass.
They go to the doctor, and the doctor's like, so how often do you poop every day? He's like, shit, I can tell you how much I poop half of every day. Does that help you, doc?
Just take that times two.
I hate both of you so much. Okay, Laurel and Yanny. Okay, so yes, all right. Here's what I was gonna say is that there's this thing like people that have their left brain and their right brain, like there's like a connector between your left brain and your right brain. And for some,
leave the medulla oblongata.
Sometimes it gets severed, right? Or like it gets that connection.
Lobotomy.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
But not sometimes people that connection gets damaged, and then like they've done these things. Then where like they're talking to someone, and then they'll show something to like their right, their left eye, which is connected to their right brain, and then they won't know that they've seen it, but they'll remember it, and like it is literally like there's like a separate consciousness in the right brain this sounds like some InfoWars shit as it's coming out of my mouth.
So when you were this feels very much like a old Hitchcock, like one of those 60s thrillers that Hitchcock would do where like the science is pretty bullshit, like the dream like logic. The one where
S is for stupid.
S is for stupid.
Dial S for story break. I believe was the movie we're thinking of. The one with Gregory Peck.
Oh, Spellbound.
Spellbound. Damn it.
But yeah, I could see like it's a person who is either Yanny or Laurel.
All right. What is interesting about the Yanny Laurel thing is like this again, Matt and I had the moment in the room.
I saw it.
I was like, I played it and I just heard Yanny. And then, Matt, I was like, it says Yanny. I don't hear anything. Matt was like, you mean it says Laurel? Like, it literally just says Laurel. I mean, I was like, what
and
are you talking about?
You guys played it back. And then,
So, like, that kind of weird, that's what makes these illusions so compelling to me. It's not like the kissy face vase illusion, right?
Where you can see both.
Everyone can see it both ways. What's interesting about this illusion is that all of a sudden, it's like you're gaslighting each other, right?
Exactly.
Brian Udovich, our head of production, mentioned, he was like, you know, like a lot of people are saying like this is like the dress thing, but it's an interesting metaphor for the times we live in with our alternative facts and our fake news and our like, you know, people seem to see the exact same thing
two completely different ways.
It is literally like we feel like people on the opposite side of the political spectrum, other parts of the country are living in a different version of reality. So what I'm proposing is like a Number 23 type thriller. Mm-hmm. Do you remember Number 23 with Jim Carrey?
No.
Oh, yes. The rare reference that is so rare that I'm the only one who remembers it. it was this movie where it's like, it's like a three, because the 23 is like this big number in symbology, because two divided by three is like 666, and like, you know, like all this. So it's him, he becomes obsessed with the number 23, and it shows up everywhere, and it's like, I remember pi, like pi is like that sweet, he does that, he gets obsessed with, you know, the number pi and like irrationality, and like he sees like the, he's tracing the Fibonacci sequence and the stock market and stuff like that. So you do a movie like that where it's a mathematician or it's a linguist, because it's a linguistic thing, right? And basically, here's what I would propose, is that the twist, or what they start unraveling, is that like our universe, like our world, is two separate realities interwoven on top of each other. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that they are two different planes of existence that are stuck together. Mm-hmm. Or at least that's the crazy theory, right? Like the reason...
Laurel and Yanny, okay, it's like this guy or gal or whoever, this person, this mathematician or this philosopher, everybody else is just like, oh, I heard Yanny, I heard Laurel, but for him... When he hears it, he's like, wait a second. And he's like, maybe there are two universes happening simultaneously.
Well,
and he starts going down the realm of like, how do you remember how Berenstain Bears is?
Oh, yeah, it's like a Berenstain Bears. Yeah.
What's the
Mandela effect.
The Mandela effect.
And
so,
then,
named originally for the people who believe that Nelson Mandela, and swear that Nelson Mandela died in prison in South Africa at some point in the 90s. Mm-hmm. And are shocked to find out that we are in a reality where, no, he's fine. Or he was fine.
To me, this is like a time travel thriller. Not time travel, but it's like a weird
reality.
It's a trippy thriller. And it's like the Laurel Yanny is like the fucking string that he starts pulling, that it starts.
It's
or
the
she
one
starts
glitch
pulling
in the
that,
system.
Yeah, it's like the cat in the Matrix, right? So this woman who's like a linguist or whatever, it's a thriller. She starts pulling at this string, and then like the whole thing starts to unravel.
The idea of maybe. I kind of have also, when you were talking, Will, I kind of got a Solaris vibe. The idea of like, oh, it's like what if the other reality is like, no, things are better over here, but it's like, but it's not, is it the real reality? Like, which one is
Yanny
it?
Yanny is so much cooler than Laurel.
I call this the Yanny world, but you can't exist in Yanny world unless you kill your Yanny self.
Oh, damn.
Okay, well, so she finds out there's two universes, one Laurel and one's Yanny.
Yes. So I don't. Okay, that's all I got. But again, like the Matrix, right? Like you're like, whoa, we're really in a simulation. So you would do like, maybe these two sides are going to go to war with each other for the true reality. Like the only way to, the only way, like the schism is fundamentally unstable, but the only way to save either universe, to save any version of reality, is to destroy one version of reality. There can only be Laurel or Yanny. You must choose. This should have been Thanos's plot.
You guys stumbled.
Thanos should have been driven insane by the Laurel Yanny dilemma. And he's like, I gotta get rid of this. I said, okay, the movie would be like, you would do it as a metaphor for the times we live in, right? Mm-hmm. And like, it is this again, like where we're all at each other's throats. We all see things really completely differently, right? And like, I think it is like a central question, something that I find really interesting about how we live now, which is like, how do we get along with, in America, in the world, with people that fundamentally are anathema to our way of life, our way of thinking, right?
Your way of thinking.
It is just like, there is, because there's part of it, because it's like when you come down, like especially the liberal conservative thing, like both sides see, you know, more commonly see the other side as being not just like misguided, but
just
actively
amoral,
actively wrong,
right.
Actively bad, right, for the universe or whatever.
Right.
And I don't want to do something that's just a preachy, high-handed, like, well, both sides are wrong, blah, blah, blah. I'm not interested in that. But I am interested...
The South Park middle route you refer to.
But I am interested in that tension. And I am interested, because there's that thing, like, again, like, the, like, do we... How do you
solve what appears to be intractable viewpoints on a fundamental level?
Yeah.
In the past, I've always said this, in the past, there's two ways. Either the two sides move away from each other, or the two sides start killing each other. At least that's how we humans have always done it.
Yeah, so it's like, do you do, like, there is a, like, again, but to me, that the tension of Act Two would be, like, this rising, again, like, you know, like, this, both sides hip to what's going on, and it's like, yo, we need to destroy this other side of reality. We need to wipe this other side out. But then it's like, is there a peace? Is there a client? Does the main character then become the person who's trying to rush to stop that from happening? And then, you know, to try to resolve the universe back into one, or at least find a way to a peaceful coexistence or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where you go with that.
That I just did it. That's a movie.
I mean, I'll be honest, like the hard thing for me with that is like, to me, like, I just roll my eyes when it's like, oh, this is exactly what it's like in politics, or two people see things differently. I'm like, No, I think that's like a really easy way to try to get it. But it's like, no, people get the same information. They do see it the same and they come up to different conclusions. To me, like thinking about it this way is almost like the dangerous aspect of it. It's like, yeah, you're right. Some people think Jews weren't people and some people thought Jews were people, but it's not Laurel and Yanny because there is Jews are people. No, it's just I was thinking about Lars von Trier's new movie, but I was watching the trailer.
Which got walkouts at Cannes.
Yeah, but that was like a thing similar to me. It's like I was reading the reviews and they're like, oh, his whole movie is like, but what if a murderer just sees murder as art? I'm like, fuck you. Like, just like, I don't care. Like that feels like the intellectual reason. Like when I heard that Laurel and Yanny is a metaphor for politics, to me, that's like the intellectual equivalent of like an academic just shrugging. Like, I'm too lazy to figure out. It's just, we see things differently. It's like, no shit. That's like the first thing you learn when you're in third grade.
Okay. Sorry. All right. What if we take what Matt had and we just add it to the thing I came up with? So what you do is this. The scientist is really perplexed by the Laurel Yanny thing. And then they discover, my God, like, we are two universes interwoven on top of each other. Some people are Laurel people. Some people are Yanny people, right? And then the think tank police, the hot take police come out. And then, like, basically everyone starts using this as a justification for not having reasonable discourse about anything. And they're like, well, I'm just a Laurel person. I see the universe that way. What do you want? In my universe, blah, blah, blah. The gravity isn't real. Like, you know, like,
and then everyone starts to be like, we should campaign the... Hey, scientists,
so yes, you do.
We should separate these universes now.
Essentially, that's what you would do.
My universe is okay to shit on the floor.
Okay, it's like invention of lying. Yeah, you would do that. Essentially, someone discovers this, right? And then we all discover that we're these two universes interwoven over each other. But then it becomes this dumb tribalistic thing where they're just like, and it's just a justification for not having any agreement about anything. Like, well, you just fundamentally see it differently than I do. I just don't know what to
tell. Well, listen, let's just start. Oh, there's a whole like dating site startup. It's like Yanny or Laurel, and it's like, this is a dating. This is OKCupid for Yannies, please.
Okay, that could be fun.
Yeah. Okay, so then you do. Everyone starts not getting along.
And segregation, all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, then you're like, Yannies start wanting to live with other Yannies, and Laurels want to start, but they're like, oh, the Laurels over there in their elite bubble, and like, oh, yeah, those Yannies need to get off their tractors or whatever. I don't know. I'm not saying we do too much. I don't want to go too hacky with it, but it's like, but then you do essentially, it's the lesson is like, God, no, guy, we got to deal with reality. Like, it doesn't matter that we're from two universes. We still inhabit the same universe. We still have to fucking figure, just like, we got to figure this out. Like, it's just like, yes, it's going to be,
so the question
it's going
to
be messy, and it's going to be complicated, but we got to fucking work towards,
I don't know. I think you have to end it with the scientists successfully separate. It's like, finally, a world, we live in separate realities, a world where families, Yanny and Laurel families were split apart, but it was for the good of everyone. And then the blue dress shows up. And then, you know.
And the universes just keep fractalizing.
Yeah, and until finally, in the end, it's just one guy who's like, I'm a Yanny who sees a blue dress and the blah, 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 blah. And it's like, and I'm finally happy, and it's just an empty, desolate
city. I'm just
city.
A Yanny in front of a Laurel. I'm just a Yanny in a blue and black dress in front of a Laurel in a white and gold dress, asking her to love him.
It's a rom com.
It's fun. I feel like we could play around.
It's
with
a rom com set in this world.
No, I would. I mean, like, I wouldn't do it. I would do it like Dr. Seuss style, where it's like not necessarily like, you know, like you're not. I wouldn't play it too. I wouldn't do liberals or Yannies and conservatives or our Laurels. Like, if anything, I think this new dumb debate erases all other debates. Right?
Yeah.
It's like the butter battle.
The butter battle?
The butter. You guys, Dr. Seuss Butter Battle, masterpiece about Cold War. The butter battle is there's a big wall split between two nations, and one side puts their butter on the upside of the toast, and the other side puts their butter on the bottom of the toast.
Wait, what? People put their butter on the bottom of toast?
Yeah, and they're like, that's insane. They're like, no, it tastes better that way and everything. And it's all about the two people on the wall who are in these two nations that just are divided over toast. Mm-hmm. And they slowly, at first they have pop guns, and then one guy comes with like a slingshot. They're like, And then at the end it is literally like they both have essentially nuclear bombs, and they're sitting there on each side of the wall holding these nuclear bombs, and they're staring at each other. Mm-hmm. It's pretty intense for a kid's story. It's very good.
More like the Sneetches or
what's kind of fun about this is that instead of, I guess, what's a good maybe a good reference for this is Pleasantville. The conflict comes from, it's you guys are occupying the same space, right? It's like we are roommates, we're family, and I can't believe that I married a Laurel.
Well, I mean, I think what you would do, you would have your two main characters essentially are like, it's either, you know, a husband and a wife, or like a brother and sister or something like that, or like two partners, two friends, right? That they discover the Yanny Laurel paradox, but one of them hears it as Yanny and one of them hears it as Laurel, and then that's how, but then at first they cooperate, and that's how they discover they win the Nobel Prize for discovering the nature of reality itself, which is that there are two universes, the Yanny verse and the Laurel verse, and they have fused into one.
Okay, I have a very dumb idea.
Yeah.
Okay, just bear with me. I don't know where this goes, but I'm just trying to think, like, how do you start? Like, what's the inciting incident? Like, did everybody just hear it? Or do you do that? It's just like yesterday on Twitter. Imagine if the Yanny Laurel thing was deep state shit. Like, so, like, on Twitter, just everybody's getting emails and tweets. Everybody's like, have you seen this Laurel and Yanny thing? What do you hear? And they're all, like, they're all voting. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, like, fucking equilibrium style, just men in, like, black suits come pounding down the door, and they take every single Yanny out of there. And they're just like, it is Thanos. It's essentially Thanos. There's like, oh, so it's like a purge. Like, it's like this Thanos, this Laurel Yanny thing is like a way to separate out society. But they're like,
it just turns out it's like, it's because they're trying to reconcile a split universe.
And they're just taking, I don't even know if it's like they take everybody who heard Yanny. And they're like, what the hell is that about? And then this government's like, don't worry, all Laurels are superior. Laurels are better.
It feels like a late game thing. I don't know if that's mm-hmm. a beginning of the movie thing. Like, I feel like let it heat up to that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't.
What happens if we're in the world that's already all Yannies? Like, you're coming in like equilibrium. Like, remember 100 years ago where there's Laurels? There's wars. And there was whatever. But now all the Yannies are gone.
There's the return of, then someone hears it as Laurel.
Then you find out they just split the earth into two of the Yannies and Laurel. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Okay, I think there's an interesting concept here, right? Like, or at least we're long enough in the episode that I think we should commit to it.
That we're all nodding each other and agreeing.
Okay, so here's what I would suggest. Again, like, it's like the you and me, right? When we have the it starts like that. Yeah. Like, it's these two signs. Scientists, you know, you and me, two handsome, intelligent scientists working at CERN,
just dapperly dressed with big chins and
just
and, yeah,
handsome yeah. jock scientists, yeah, right? Exactly. Right? So the two scientists get the viral video that's going around because someone's discovered this dumb thing with this sound effect, yeah. right? And then they're like, "Well, let's run it through some shit, right? And let's figure out what's going on." And then because like, why am I hearing it one way and you're hearing it the other way? And then they make this monumental discovery that there is two universes, right? Mm-hmm. That are tossed on top of each other, yeah. right? So, like, and then you do, essentially, I'm interested in pursuing that in terms of it being this new tribe, and then, like, you know, like, people using it as lazy intellectual justification for not getting along on anything, mm-hmm. and then, like, I'm also, I don't know, maybe you do, like, you try to figure out who created the original video, like, it was someone who discovered this and wanted mm-hmm. to, you know, separate the universes, and you knew this would, it was someone who discovered it, I don't know, do you know what I mean? Like, it's like the, because it's tough because it's like, I get that it's not like a basic, it feels more like a parable than a movie right now, yeah. but like, mm-hmm. as far as a basic dramatic story, I like this building to this crisis where the two it's like Brexit, right? Like, the two universes are going to separate, and now, but it's like, no, we got to, for the good of everyone, we've got to figure out how to get along.
The thing with equilibrium, it's like, okay, there's a thing, it's like art and emotion is a problem. Invention of lying is nobody can lie. Mm-hmm. So there's like the weird universe thing has like a actual,
has a weird rule.
That's
has
the like beginning.
A rule, and it, yeah, and it tells you about. Yes, because then it's just a story within that world. Here it's just like two people are arbitrarily, people are split arbitrarily.
Could you do okay? Shut up. It's a Hunger Games. It's a young adult thing. It's this girl. It's in love with PETA, the jock hunk, right?
Okay.
But there's a test when you turn 16, and it's the Yanny Laurel. And when you fail,
you'll know what it is. It's like
you don't know
play
what it is.
Sound.
It's this mysterious test, and you have to say, "What do you hear?" And then yes. she says Yanny, and he says Laurel, and then he gets blasted with this beam of light and fucking vanishes. Right?
Yes. Okay.
So then you
oh
do.
Oh my god, this is good.
They're like, and then she finds out. It's like, no, those are the Laurels. We purge them from our society for the good of the universe. Blah,
there
blah, blah,
are
blah,
two
blah.
Houses in this society.
No.
At 16, you will decide if you are a Yanny.
They don't tell you.
Hold on. I'm going somewhere with this. Yeah. So then you would do. She wants to save the man she loves. Yeah. And they're like, so she gets zapped, and then she goes to Laurel World, and now she's a Yanny in Laurel World, and she sees the other side of it, and she's trying to rescue the man she loves. She just wants to be with the man she loves, mm-hmm. and then, but it's like a Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, sparks
a war between these two different universes, but at the end, they're going to fuse back into one through the power of love between a Yanny and a Laurel.
She's a Laurel, and he's a Yanny.
Yeah, exactly. So it starts, and it's just like, you're about to take the sorting test. Yeah. They don't tell us what it's. They don't tell you what you hear. But
so why
you
do
must
they do this test?
Truthfully.
Is it just like a population thing? Is that they just have to split?
No, because a trillion years ago there was a war between the two sides, and they realized that the only way to solve it was to separate the two and the two.
Why
sides
don't they test them like right away?
Because you can't tell until you reach puberty.
Until your brain develops enough to have all your cones and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Duh. Fucking
that's
duh.
It, that is verbatim.
Your brains develop cones and shit.
That's verbatim what the smart scientist character said. She's like, why do we do this? And then he looks at her and takes a single pull off his cigarette and says, because your brains need to develop to figure out the cones and shit. And then he flicks the cigarette away.
Okay. Okay. I was saying, because she'd be like a daywalker where she hears both of them, or she hears something else.
She's
she
special. Know.
She hears.
Oh, yeah.
I like a Laurel and Yanny world. Like, I like. Here's what I
yeah,
like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like all those, like whatever the, all those movies have, like, it's Laurel Yanny world or
no,
whatever.
But I like not doing that. I like that she's just a Yanny, but she's in love with a Laurel. That's what makes her special.
It's Romeo and Juliet, man. Yeah. Romeo and Juliet doesn't work if it's just like, I'm both.
Okay. I am Romeo, the daywalker, both a Montague and a Capulet. You're special, Romeo.
You're special, Romeo. Don't you know? You've always
like
been
you.
Special. If Romeo and Juliet was a young adult novel, now
oh
I'd
my
be like,
God,
I'm Romeo. I'm both a Montague and a Capulet. You walk both worlds, Romeo.
Well, it would be a girl is both a Montague and a Capulet, and she's in love with a Montague and a Capulet, and both the guys are coming after her.
Oh
what
my
the
God.
New Romeo and Juliet would be.
Oh, that's true.
And
yeah.
then they would both kill themselves for her. and then she would fall in love with a werewolf. Okay, so there's Yannies, and I like that this is West Side Story, and let's just hang on that.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So,
yes. Because that gives love, which is something you always build a movie around.
Oh my God. So it's like you got the Jets and the Sharks, but you got the Yannies and the Laurels.
Yes.
Yes, but here's what happens. Okay, so because here's
it's
what
the
I would
same
say.
Spatial universe.
Wait,
they figure out
what are we doing? Is it the same spatial universe, or are they just testing kids?
No.
What they hear
when
and
they separate them. You get zapped into the
different
same
universe.
Spot.
Yeah.
Like, you are literally, like, I'm in the same room, but when you open that door, it's like the world around you physically.
Because bear with me.
Oh,
just for a second.
Okay, okay.
Just for a second. Is you would do... They're like, this has a destabilizing effect on the universe.
Like,
and then what you would do is that, like, so they came up with this deal forever ago. And they're like, and occasionally people are still born that hear it one way or the other. So they're like, you send us all your laurels, we'll send you all our candies. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
the,
yeah, can yeah. I take a shot? I think I got from those two things. Look, this is what you do. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because you need a reason. Just bear with me.
We got
a
solve. We have an incoming solve.
You need a reason. Again, even if it's as dumb as it is, like, we have to have a reason for it. So
yes.
If you do, and I like that metaphor that, like, kids are still figuring themselves out. They're fucking shitty kids. Kids are shitty and they're trying to figure themselves out and they're rebellious. And I would even do like in this society where like all these kids are being raised, like, you know, they condone like fighting and stuff to let the kids get out their aggression and all this stuff. And then when they've passed puberty or whatever, it's time for them for the sorting.
The test.
And for whatever reason, they've shown that society is just calmer. Like they've literally created two societies that see things more similarly, and it's reduced crime and peace.
I mean, overall, and net peace happiness
has
increased. Yes.
And they split the world in two, essentially. And then they sort you, and you go either way. And they're like, it's like you may lose your friends, but don't worry. In the long term, it's better.
This is better
like,
for
it's
everybody.
Just the world is better now that we've split people up based off of whether or not they hear Laura or Yanny. But the problem is these two kids fell in love, and they're put in these opposite universes. And they're like, fuck that. They're willing to essentially, which, by the way, Romeo and Juliet is like, yo, kids are dumb. So this would essentially be like, yo, this would be a pretty good idea if they found a way. If you just had to give up your love for a second, like your childhood love, to make the universe better.
Okay, I like all that.
Yeah.
So here's what I would say, is that I feel like, okay, so in this version, like, you get zapped and now you're in a parallel universe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think so.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
so,
what I'm saying.
And they're like, we send the laurels to this universe, right?
Yeah.
Like, we exile them to, then it's their problem over
yeah.
there. Okay, so I like the idea. Okay, go ahead. Frank, because
you
had an
idea
a while ago.
Yeah, I was just saying, like, again, I don't know if you need to spice up the drama of it, but it's like if she somehow makes her way over into the Laurel universe as a Yanny, and she's like, you mean the Black Plague isn't a thing here? It's like, yes, the Laurel scientists have solved Black Plague 100 generations. It's like, but we do not. We are still ravaged by the Black Plague. You
this
know,
is, this, okay,
also,
you
I,
got this.
Like,
is,
they're unequal.
No, this is yes. This is the secret. They tell you that they have discovered that from overpopulation or just war, et cetera, that if they split the two sides up, both sides are more peaceful. And it's just a thing you have to accept. And that's good for everybody. So they're going up like an elevator. For some reason, I just imagine it's like in the center of the earth.
Oh.
You come up and you rise up. And as you're rising up, they literally fade away from each other. And then they come out the door and it's this beautiful world. She's in this beautiful world and she's sad because she lost her boyfriend. But then she would start discovering. She's like, I need to find a way to find the Yanny world. And maybe she finds a way to hear him, right? And on his side, they're like, we're eating each other over here. It is horrible.
Can I throw an idea out there? You do, so they all know about this thing, and then you listen to the thing, and then you say the thing that you hear, right? They decide they're both going to say the same thing, no matter, so they both choose Laurel. Mm-hmm. Right? He's like, I can't bear to be separated from you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to choose Laurel
they,
World.
They dude, can't hey, know. Okay.
Hold
can't,
on. Huh? Okay. Hold on. Just give me a second.
They're giving it to you.
Because then you do. She winds up in, because she wants to be with the man she loves. So she, like, it would bear with me in terms of figuring it out. Like the night before the test, he runs in and finds her for 2 seconds. He's like, whatever you do, say Laurel tomorrow. Like, you know, like, mm-hmm. Or whatever. I don't know. Just bear with me. So you do. She winds up in Laurel World with him, mm-hmm. right? And holy shit, it's a mess, or like it's a shit show or whatever, right? And now she is a Yanny in Laurel World. He, and like she's like undercover and like they're gonna act. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe it's a bad
idea. No, I think you want her to go, because you also want that, like, you want that intrigue and the mystery. Because here's the thing, they'd be like, look, I know you're sad.
She starts hearing from distress from him about, he's like,
and they're all telling her, like, let it go. Like, it was just your first love. Everybody likes somebody down in the center of the earth. But once you're in Laurel, you're going to find a guy who's even nicer. Like, this is a great place. He's like, what is Yanny World?
They're like, we just set up a date for you with Yanny's son, the fascist commissar's son, who is super weird and intimidating.
Here, give me a name of somebody. Give me a guy's
name. Guy or girl.
Guy's name.
Diego Cobas.
Okay, so she's like, but where's Diego? Diego's in Yanny World. What's Yanny World like? And they're like, it's the same. It's just Yanny. Like, that's how
we've split the universe.
It makes everybody happier. You got to trust us. I know you don't believe it, but everybody here
We're your parents.
Yes, we're more similar. It's great here. Everybody, people argue less because we all think the same way.
We see the world
and
the same
way.
She's like,
okay, as long as I think Diego's happy, I guess I can live with that. Yeah. You know, I guess it sucks that he's going to find a Laurel version of me. Mm-hmm. But then she starts realizing, it's like, that can't be, Yanny can't be the same as Laurel. And then, she can't get over it and she wants to meet him.
Well, no,
He's
reaching out to her in her dreams. They found a dream. Oh, and when you dream, you enter a quantum state.
Oh,
and
you do that. You
if
do
you're in love with someone and you're, she sees, like, they had, they're psychically resonant or something like that. So he's coming to her in her dreams being like, it's horrible. Because again, they've cured ass plague in her world, but they're all dying of ass plague in his world. And he's like, we need the ass plague, dear. You've got to help us.
You know what you could do? Spoilers for Golden Compass readers, but you do, like, they had a spot together. Like, they had, like, you know, in Golden Compass, like, the bench,
it's like that spot. She can see
it's
him.
Like, but it's like, but if you both dream from the wishing well, you, for a brief moment, can hear each other's thoughts. He's like, yo, it sucks over here!
Yes,
it
that's
fucking
great.
Blows!
Okay, how about, I don't know why I'm like, oh, the lesson is that adults are right. But no, because you could do that. I like your ass plague thing is what you could do. For whatever reason, they found that this Laurel Yanny thing is the only way to scientifically know if somebody is immune to this plague on Earth. So they split you based off that, and your enzymes that make you immune to this plague. So everybody grows up in quarantine. And then as you grow up, if you say Laurel or Yanny, lets you know if you're immune to this plague or not.
Which is existent, like, in all realities.
Yes. And then when you go
so she's like, they have a cure, but they don't even told them this.
Yes.
So he's like, find me the cure for ass plague. We'll come up with a better name later.
No, it's ass plague.
So she's questioning authority and stuff, and then she finds out, like, there is no cure. The sorting is the cure for ass plague. We said everyone who's predisposed
to ass
plague.
I like the idea that it's not that there's Laurel and Yanny.
The Laurel and anything is just a bullshit illusion.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the same thing.
It's just an audio file. Yeah. It's like, no, they're like, you believe that there's two separate universes on top of each other? No, we're just in Australia dying of ass plague. Everybody hears Yanny, for whatever reason, cancer is a carrier of ass plague. So we're in Australia, dying of ass plague. We're not in the same. She's like, I wonder if he's around here. She's feeling around.
I don't know if you want to subvert the sci-fi fun of
No.
That
I think
hard.
You have to keep it. You have to keep it. It's a reality bending plague.
Okay.
And they're sorting away people because, you know, like, the people who have it, like, they don't die right away. They become violent. It's like a whole, like, thing where you're just like, ooh, these.
Although again, it's just because I feel like you're justifying ethnic cleansing a little bit. Like, ooh, I feel like, here's what I would say.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's why she would. Yeah.
So
wrong.
What is the resolution of that?
The resolution of that is that she fucking frees all the Yannies.
Okay. But then they all just have ass plague and die. Like, what's the, like. I wonder if ass plague is a step too far.
gas plague. Isn't been a step too far?
Here's
not fair.
But here's what I like. I like that one world is suffering, the other isn't. I think that's really great. Yeah. I think I like that
20 minutes.
Okay, they're in love with each other. They get separated. She goes to their makeout spot and she's dreaming of him, and then he's dreaming of her, and they've discovered they're able to communicate, and he's like, shit's horrible over here, right?
Yeah.
Like it's a lie, like, you know, or whatever. Like, oh, my world is suffering. Can you bring, like, or something like that? I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Because then I like her going on this quest to find, maybe she does find this cure. Maybe she does find the thing that they have. Like, maybe it isn't the there is no cure thing. I don't know. Just bear with me. But,
oh.
Because I like her crossing over.
She also, okay, bear with me.
Because I think,
she doesn't know.
Emma.
Don't know.
Her name is Emma.
Emma doesn't know what he said. And she doesn't know what he said. It's not like Laurel world is like, oh, there's a Yanny world. They're like, don't worry about it. It's just another world. Because you can't even hear the word Yanny.
It has to be a secret, right?
Like, she has to know the word he said in order to find him. Like, people, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't hear Laurel, Will. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't hear
Yanny.
How
could you even conceive of Laurel, Will, if you can't even hear it?
Because they would be like, it's like, we say Laurel, and over there they say Laurel. And she's like, what? He's like, she's like, well, we obviously don't know what the term they say. It's just Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, shit. It's like, how can she find
so
him?
So she has to find someone who knows the word from the other world.
Yes, because she doesn't know
where
it is. She doesn't know what it is.
Yes. Okay.
And she resorts
herself.
All right,
maybe you have a third character then who's someone who's been banished from Laurel world.
He's like, for
being a revolutionary.
Because imagine that moment when they're like, they see each other, they touch hands through the dimension.
Oh, God.
And he's like, all you have to say is Laurel. And she's like, I am saying Laurel. And
he's like, no, not
Laurel. And they're like, no. And they just can't figure it out. It's like, it's impossible.
Because you have to go up to the crystal and say the word, and they'll tell you or not.
Their perception is in.
That's cool.
Impossible.
That's cool. I like that. Oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. You do there. Okay. There's a version. Cause like when he switched, like, there's a version of him from the other world.
Not necessarily.
No, cause we're doing that. They get
split
up.
Yeah. But let's say there is. Let's say there is.
Okay. To me, it would be like she finds out there is someone from Laurel world in Yanny world. Like there's someone from the, cause it like, I don't know, like someone, do you know what I mean? Like,
you find that they don't actually split you up. They literally split you up. Do you see what I'm saying?
Like they clone you?
Well, that's
how, but then that's no problem because you're still with the guy she likes.
Well, but it's not really.
Yeah, but that's
no, exactly.
Weird.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they could do that. There's
but
him
she wants to be with.
Okay, all right. So she got to figure out the word to go be with the guy she loves, right? So then your quest essentially is her trying to figure out that word.
Yeah.
What is that about? Like,
she
what
needs
is
to go find Jimmy Wong to prove the audio file. And he's like,
so
you can
she
actually
goes,
hear
but again, I'm
words.
Like, do you see what I mean? Where like you would do like there is someone who's a bit like who is from the other world who has come to this one. Because again, presumably this guy or like, you know, like the, okay, I guess, although I guess it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, you know what this, someone from the other world figured out how to get through here and they've imprisoned him. And they're like, we're not going to kill him because we would incite a war, whatever. It's like, we don't know how to send him back. And he's not talking.
Yeah, so it would be the classic. It would actually be she sees him, and they can't say the word Laurel or Yanny, but she sees glimpses of the world, and it's terrible. And she goes and she tells like her friends or whatever, and all of a sudden she gets picked up by the police. And it's like, right, you meet the mayor when you first show up there, and he's like super nice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, we heard you were saying some weird shit. Well, what did you actually see there? And it's like, yeah, the fact that she starts knowing that the other world, she would start spreading that around, and all of a sudden she's get caught up and she starts uncovering this conspiracy. It's like why she'd have to start knowing that the people are actually splitting everybody up.
It's interesting.
It's a sequel to Hunger Games. Like, look, this is better than what we used to do. What we used to do
was make people fight in arenas.
Hunger Games. And we had 9 splits. Now we just do 2 splits.
Okay.
She needs to find passage into the other world. And there's like some, you got your love triangle going. You got this roguish guy from the other world. He's like, I will take you back to my land. And he's like, ooh, this guy's kind of cool too.
A resistance scientist or something like that.
I'm a resistance scientist.
Okay.
Because the problem is, like, this is where you get to the problem. It's like the moment you're here, it's like, again, if it's like Equilibrium, it's like, okay, you know what it's about because it's going to be about the person's going to start to discover that art is important and emotion is important.
Yeah.
If it's whatever the stupid, you know, you can't be typecast as just brave or courageous or smart. You're going to be all those things when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Here's just like,
do you
she's
going to
find out. She's going to find out. She's going to find out these people are mean to Yannies.
What if it was this? What if it was so you don't know what it is? You don't know what the word is. All you know is that they play a sound, and then you speak truthfully what the sound is, and then that's the sorting, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So maybe he goes first. And he's like, I'll see you on the other side. It's like, I know we are meant to be together. And she's like, I need to know what he said. I need to make sure. So she sneaks in like and overhears it. So she is definitely, once when they play it, she definitely hears Yanny. But she's like, I hear Laurel.
And but how does she know what Laurel is?
Because she snuck into his ceremony. Like, she's in the
air ducts. She hears the word he says. Like, she might not hear she might not hear the fucking...
Okay, so now I'm even less... So like, okay, so then she shows up in the same place he is.
Yeah. But okay. Then she's not supposed to be
even
there.
So there's even less, at least like in the first, at least the other way, I'm like, okay, she wants to go find her.
I mean, like, if you were going to do that, I would do, then it becomes like, you know, she's this outcast, and then you see like it started out as this thing for love, but then he becomes accepted by Laurel World, and like she's this outcast, and like they're going to kill her or something like that. But
what does that mean?
Huh?
How does she become an outcast? Because
they find out she's a Yanny in Laurel World.
Okay. Like, I can get the separation. I'm trying to think of, like, so it's like people just walking around saying Yanny.
Well, so if she gets separated and she wants to get back to him, then what's the problem with that? Like, they're in different places. They did not say the same thing. So she wants to get back to him.
I mean, okay.
And she's willing to tear down society to do so. But
Matt is right that you need to address. Here's what we need to figure out. This is the thing we need to focus on. We got about, 10 minutes left?
We got about 10 minutes left.
Okay, we need to focus on why does the society do this? That's the thing you have to answer.
Yeah.
And it can't just be because people who... It just can't be like, well, that's weird that you hear it one way, so we're throwing it. It has to be for a reason. So what the... Actually, like, again, what the ass plague thing does is it gives you the reason, right? Yeah. They're like, everyone who is genetically disposed for this thing gets sent over here.
Yes,
right? And this thing is just a test for it, essentially. Yeah. Now they're all dying of this plague.
I mean, to be clear, it is like a... I mean, it is a criticism of, like...
Yes, fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's not based off of anything. It's just this genetic thing.
Yeah,
and
it's very.
I feel like the response is yes. It's very cruel that we do this.
Yes.
There are other solutions to this.
Yes.
Right.
And because they're like they're a drain. We don't have a cure. They're a drain on our resources. Yeah. They're blah 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 blah. Like, this is the only way to do it. And again, it's like remember when we were talking about moral tribes the other day, that the ultimate punishment would be to punish someone so that society thinks they were punished, but, you know,
they're not actually punished.
They're just sent somewhere else.
Yeah.
This is like the reverse version of that, where it's like, this is like, you tell them it's just like this, like, you know, whatever.
Why don't they just kill them?
Huh?
Because they're not cruel people. It's like, no, they get to live. Here's what it is. It has to be like what the thing is. Isn't like in my head, like, one of the things was like, maybe this is it's a disease that will let that just you drop dead anyway at like the age of 25, and that's a huge drain on.
Maybe it's a huge. I still don't know why they do Yanny and Laurel, but again, maybe okay,
but yeah, go
but
ahead.
Maybe it's like a huge lie. It's like what the you're a Yanny, you show up, and they're like, hey, you die of ass plague. So what you're going, but you know, before you die, it's gonna be best if you serve society, and they mine and they. You know, they do all this shit. They're essentially slaves, right? Mm-hmm. They're the proletariat. They're the bottom of society, and they do all that shit. And then people in Laurel World are like, hey, you're the only reason you're here is nothing. It's how society works. It's like, unfortunately, some people die of ass plague and we don't, and society's great, right? And she starts realizing, it's like, how the fuck do we have nobody does work here? Like, how do we have, where does the food come from? Like, where are the farms? Like, oh, farms are nowhere. There's definitely Yanny's that farm way over there. You just don't know where they are. She's like, this is weird. Mm-hmm. And it's like, she starts realizing.
So they're in the
up.
Same reality, basically.
Yeah.
It's just a way of splitting. It's
I mean, you could do their sending. They could be, again, like, they can clearly jump between worlds. They send them to this other universe full of super valuable resources that they mine or whatever.
Oh. It's the reverse. It is, yes, there's this alternate reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Earth before we fucked it up. That's why it's the two realities. It's Earth.
Wow.
But still resources because humans weren't there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Yannies are immune to the ass plague, which is still there. So if you're immune to it, they send you to the Earth before all the resources were fucked
up. So that you can...
And you mine, and you farm, and you do all this shit, and then you send it back over to this dimension, and then we reap the rewards. So it's actually... So you're... Yeah, cause, you know, it's the class... It's like, you know, they found a planet that is... But we'll just say it's the same dimension. They found a planet, but there's a microbe there that kills you, but some people are immune to it.
Yes.
So that's what they test you. Mm-hmm. You might even do... In terms of the science, it might even be that there is this high-pitched wailing monster that if you hear Yanny, it doesn't scramble your brain. So actually, that way he gets into like a cool like rain of fire type world where there's like fucking flaming dragons that scream and he fights them, and then she shows up there and her brain scramble. Mm-hmm. Like she hears it and she's like freaks out and she pauses and she falls to the floor in a seizure and she's like, oh my god, this is why you're here.
So you can fight the Yanny monsters.
You can fight the Yanny monsters.
We are immune to their screams.
so you can fight the Laurel monsters. You mean the Yami monsters? No, I hear Laurel as they scream over the sky.
I get it.
I fall down in a seizure.
So, okay.
Okay, I mean, there's a lot of cool shit happening.
We have 5 minutes.
Okay, oh my God. All right.
Is it sprint time?
Yes, it's sprint time.
Here we go. Five minutes.
What's her name? Emma.
All right, so Emma. Okay.
And Diego fall in love in the middle of the earth.
Yeah, they fall in love in quarantine. Again, like this planet. Again, like there's this paradise where everyone lives, right? Yes. Like, in where it's teen paradise, right? And there's plenty of makeout spots and cool milkshakes and video games and, you know.
Cool milkshakes.
Let's go down to the sock hop and play Star Fox and, you know. Let's do selfies and tweet about Atari games.
Teens are going to watch and be like, what old man came up with this utopia?
And your phone's always got full battery. Okay. And everyone likes your posts. All right.
They drop their phone like, oh, that's like, don't worry.
She's like, Emma's like, oh my God, Diego, I love you so much. Oh my God, Emma, I love you so much. I really hope we get sorted the same way. I know we will. We have a special bond. That's why we're so good.
Do they know? Bear with me. Just one thing. Do they even know? Or they show up that day because they're
no, yeah, you're
it's
right.
It's more tragic if they don't even know. They're just like, the world's great because otherwise people would already be judging
each other. All right. So, yes, it's party.
She's like,
day.
Where did Diego go? He just disappeared on the elevator up there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, yeah, they were born on the same day. So, they both have the same party day.
Yeah.
You know, so like, they're going up for their quinceañera or their party. Their quinceañera bat mitzvah.
Their yanceañera.
Yeah. And so, yes, it's like they both have it the same day. And they're both, so they both say the word, but kablamo, Diego disappears. And then so Emma's like, where is Diego?
And they have their orientation.
All right, so this is a bit sad, but some, you know, like there's two different universes, right? And some people, you know, like because of the good of the land, like the universe, we found out that, you know, like they were, you know, like we got to send them over here, otherwise the reality itself will be destroyed. Yeah. But don't worry, all
this
your friends.
This is the way the real world works, kid.
Yeah, don't worry, all your friends are safe. They're all just in a place just like this one. You know?
Diego's probably already slaying some other cool girl in that dimension. Like that didn't make me feel better.
By the way, another thought would be that they actually sent everyone back in time.
Okay.
To the dawn of Earth. Do you know what I mean? Just bear with me. Okay. Just ignoring the paradox for something. They sent everyone back to before Earth was.
Okay. Why not just two different dimensions?
Just because what you fucking do is Diego's leaving her messages.
Oh my God.
From the past all the way to the. Well, that's maybe.
No, dude. Do that. Diego is so smart, he starts figuring out how to speak Yanni in a way that will be translated in Laurel. So in his role, he's just writing gibberish and like, don't leave him alone. He's just crazy. But when she reads it, it's translated.
Yeah. I like that Diego learns how to speak both languages. That's awesome. Okay. So, all right. So,
he captures one of the dragons. They're the key because their screeching is actually both for some people a kill.
They're the blue, black, yellow, red dragons. They're
and he gets one and he makes friends with one. Like How to Train Your Dragon, and that dragon screeches. If it screeches through the
portal,
she can hear it.
Okay. All right. So she.
Holy shit! By the way, this ends with all these dragons going through the portal and fighting the army of Laurels, and the dragons fucking give them seizures and shit. Mm-hmm. So it definitely ends with Diego and Emma in Yanni world
calming
these dragons down and riding them into Laurel world, screeching like maniacs and shutting down a whole army and then winning the day.
Cool.
Okay. So anyways. All right. So okay. How many? 3 minutes.
3 minutes sprint.
Okay. So Emma, so act one is the two kids. They love each other. They go to the sorting.
They're making out constantly.
Wait a second. What happened to my boyfriend? What happened to Diego? Right. And then act two is, hey, here's young. Welcome to Yanni World, the best place on earth. She's from Yanni World. He's from Laurel World. Let's do that. Because you're a dirty Laurel and I'm a Yanni. So Yanni World's gonna be the.
But
cool
I like
world.
Dragons going Yanni.
All right, she's from your Laurel world.
A compelling argument, Matt. A compelling argument indeed.
Yanni just sounds more like a scream. Okay, she's in Laurel world.
She's in Laurel world. Your Laurel world's great, right? And then, but she misses Diego, and she's going. She dreams about him in their old makeout spot, which we have to figure out how that works because that's like.
I don't think it's always. She realizes she uncovers something. Somebody who like made it here.
Well,
or
no,
some,
but I still like that idea that she's getting dreams from messages.
Yeah,
from
they're psychically linked anyway. Maybe.
Okay, so she realized she's like, wait a second, what's going on? Like, I'm hearing from Diego. Diego and he's saying all this, you know, like I'm hearing these.
It's like we're in the same place, but
we share our dreams, right? So
you know what's the universal language? Music. He was a musician back in the day, and she still has his album and the sound waves of his album.
They're able to have this sort of intuitive link and communicate. Yes. She realizes that something's wrong. She's worried about Diego.
End of Act
Two
is meeting him and realizing that the world sucks on Yanny World.
She's starting to realize. Because yes. I think Act 3, she's trying to figure out what the fuck is going on.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. And then in Act 3, she discovers the horrible truth about what's going on, which is that people who hear Laurel instead of Yanny are sent to this other dimension, are sent to another Earth that is inhabited by Yanny dragons.
Yes.
They can't hear their screeches, so they can mine for the Laurels.
Well, I feel like end of Act 3 would be, she realizes this, she confronts the government of Laurel World, and she gets, end of Act 3 is she's sent or breaks into Yanny World.
Yeah. Yes.
Right? And then the low point in all this stuff is she meets Diego, but it's miserable, and she's dying, and the dragons are screaming,
and
she sees how horrible this place is, and your climax into Act 5 is her and Diego.
Well, I think you would do, she finds that there are secret Yannies still hiding out in Laurel World.
Yes.
That have been coming here to fucking...
Oh, that's what she finds. She finds somebody who lied.
The resistance.
Yes. La resistance.
Yeah, she gets in there.
So she gets in with the resistance. By the way,
it doesn't scramble your brain. It just slowly makes you like go insane. So it's more tragic, and you can milk all that tragedy for them teens.
Yeah.
Yes. And so they. So she goes back to Laurel, and the resistance guys have some plan, right, for like how they're going to solve the to make a society more equal, right? And so then she's got to team up with them to get to Laurel World. What is the thing? How long do we have? Like a minute?
I mean, 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Okay.
Her and Diego get I think that she finds out the resistance. They find a way to open up the portal. I would do something where it's like the dragons. I would do the dragons.
Everyone's
got to
do their fucking fair share. It's bullshit.
Okay. So the dragons come flying in and they conquer the government of Laurel World.
So then what? I mean, like, that's like okay. So you've talked about the proletarian uprising, but then those always pan out so well. Like what happens is then book 2. Okay.
Yeah. Book 2.
Yeah, book 2. All right.
It's an uneasy truce.
We can only figure out so
she and Diego are king and queen of this.
They
new united universe, but at what cost? And then maybe they betray the ideals of the revolution in order to take
power.
The
last shot is they are on their throne and they have their pet dragon in the middle, and they're crowned king and queen. And then the dragon goes, Yanny! And then everybody who's at the wedding is like, I still hear Laurel. I still hear Yanny. And goes, yeah.
Okay. And then book 2 is them figuring out how to navigate this society.
Yes, exactly.
It's a Star Wars type story. The two universes are reunited.
We only break one part of the trilogy at a time.
We're not gonna do these 5-part young adult teen novel trilogies, 5-parters all the time. Like, we can do one piece of it.
Here's the only question I still have, and Max, I feel like you got a handle on this one, so I think you should do the pitch. The only question I would have is, like, I feel like you need that Snowpiercer moment where they're like, but like our whole society will crumble, right? Like if we don't
do X.
So like again,
the society that crumbles is what they do is they.
Save it for the pitch.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I hope you guys like it.
Okay, us too.
Right, here we go.
When we come back, you're doing the pitch.
Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay! I'm Allegra Ringo, a small dog owner. My dog Pistachio howls when she's excited.
And I'm Renee Culvert, a big dog owner. My dog Tugboat tips over when he's sleepy.
And we co-host a podcast called Can I Pet Your Dog that airs every Tuesday. We bring you all things dog.
Yes, dog news, dog tech, dogs we met this week. We also have pretty famous guests on, but Legs, we're not going to let them talk about their projects.
No.
Just want to hear about those dogs.
We don't want to hear about your stuff, only your dogs. So join us every Tuesday on Max Fun.
Welcome back, everybody. It's time for the elevator pitch, a segment of this podcast where one of us, in this case, Matt Arnold, a true Laurel if there ever was one, is going to pitch the idea of this movie in like a minute or so. Just keep it fast. To myself, a dyed in blue Yanny, and my partner,
Laurel. Hey, I'm Laurel, executive producer at Laurel Pictures.
You mean Yanny Pictures? Go.
Nice to meet you, Laurel and Laurel. So it's been great.
How much can we milk out of this?
So look, it's been a long time since we've had a great Romeo and Juliet. What I got for you is a Romeo and Juliet for the internet meme age.
Nice.
Right?
Nice.
Laurel.
Our two main characters, Emma and Diego, they live in this utopian society where teens are raised up until they go through puberty. And they're hanging out and playing Star Fox, and they love each other. They love each other. And on their 18th birthday, the 16th birthday. So, you know, it's still PG-13.
Could we call it a quinceañera bat mitzvah?
A quinceañera bat mitzvah. Fuck you, Will. On their 16th birthday, they are informed that society is actually there's a calling. There's a split of society, and they play you this message, and you say what you hear. And Diego hears Yanny, and she hears Laurel, and all of a sudden they're torn apart, and she's brought to Laurel World. She's taken up to the top of the surface, and there's this beautiful society. It's green, and everybody's wealthy, and they inform her, I'm sorry to say, but Diego's just different, and Diego's in Yanny World, which is just as nice, by the way, but I'm sure you'll like it here. But she can't give up, because she loves Yanny. In fact, she loves him so much. She loves Diego.
I heard Yanny. That's so,
so weird.
She loves Diego so much.
Oh, now I hear it. I kind of hear both Yanny and Diego.
It's kind
now.
Of like Yanego.
That their love connects them between these two dimensions.
Damn.
And what she finds out is that Diego's not in just another nice universe. He's in another universe where everybody heard Yanny. And in that universe, Earth still has its resources, but also has giant dragons that scream Yanny.
Okay. Keep going. And... So the dragons scream. The dragons scream at just Yanny.
And go ahead, please. And this all makes sense. That sounds good.
So his life, while her life is chilling in her new high school, his life is spent mining for coal and fighting dragons off. He's already lost three of his best friends. And she's like, this is horrible. And then she realizes that all their wealth is from this other dimension, an Earth before humankind has ravaged it, right? So she finds out there's a resistance of people who lied and knew what was up before they were split. And she finds a way. She goes and confronts the government. And she finds a way back to Yanny Land, where she's going to find her true love and raise a resistance to make society equal again, to bring the Yannies over into the world of Laurels. But here's the cost. The cost is, yes, she saves Yanny. But as humans, we're just going to have to deal with what we got, because they destroy Yanny World and leaves it to the dragons. So they're stuck on Earth with no resources, but they'll figure it out together or something in book two, where it's Yanny's and Laurel's.
Sorry, is there dragons still in book two?
Yeah, all the dragons.
Book two, Laurel and Yanny, the dragons of Yannymore.
Yeah. That's what I got.
What's the name of the movie?
The name of the movie is... Have you ever seen the Princess Bride DVD cover where Princess Bride is written Princess Bride? You can read it both upside down.
It's called an ambigram. And
so it's Yanny and Laurel together, but in ambigram.
So when I go to the theater and say, get me two tickets to...
If you were a dad, you'd say Laurel, and then you'd turn your head sideways, or did I say Yanny?
Will, do you have a title?
Yan Laurel, book one of the Lord Yanny saga.
That'll do. That'll do.
Well, that was a so
that was a wild.
Hey, so Mr. Laurel and Mr. Laurel, are we doing this movie?
No. Yes.
Great. I heard yes.
Yeah, like all Hollywood projects, it is both greenlit and not greenlit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that. I know how that works.
Yeah, that's just the reality we live in.
Okay, well,
thanks very much, everybody, for listening this week. As always, we get some very cool fan art to the RJ Story Break Twitter. And Will, what do we get this week?
Boy, howdy, we got a lot of cool posters for our Avengers Infinity Guys episode.
That's right, Infinity Guys.
Mad thanks to Jonathan Shorter for sending us Avengers Thanatopsis. I think that's a cool thing that I don't understand. But he's got, it's really cool. It's got Thanos like popping a ring, proposing to Lady Death herself. Pretty cool poster
cool.
There.
There you go.
Ryan Brown sent us an awesome Avengers 2 Infinity Guys poster featuring the iconic scene at the end where all their iconic weapons are left in the dust. And also cast Angelina Jolie's death, which I thought was a pretty cool touch.
I can see that. They're running out of actors at this point. They're just like, who else we got? I mean, they're reusing. I mean, they reuse What's-His-Face for Deadpool. Like, geez.
Our cool friend, Albino Penguin, sent us an awesome baby Avengers poster, which just gets better every time I look at it. Just really, really cool baby Avengers going on here. So thank you, Albino Penguin. And then we also got Sam Archangel sent in a Mr. Clean poster that we did not get to give a shout out to last week. So thank you to Sam and to all our fans, and especially all of our well-wishers who were wishing us luck before we went into our big pitch the other day. That really meant a lot to us.
Yeah,
it was very,
very
cool
nice.
To get that encouragement.
Thanks very much. It's good to know that we are, in case you're wondering,
billionaires now. So it went really well.
Did get the rights to the Yanny Laurel movie, which we just saw floated to all of you. So I hope you liked it.
Yes, please let us know at RJ Story Break. And also thank you to Diego and Emma for lending their names to the story nerds for use in this thrilling young adult teen drama dragon thing that we put together for this one. So hit us up at RJ Storybreak. Like us on iTunes, please. Reviews are great. We love reading them. Thank you to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. Thank you to Cameron Koval for cutting up these episodes. So that's going to do it for us this week. Until next time, let's...
Yanny.
Laurel.
Yanny.
Laurel.
So stupid.
Thank you so much to the over 28,000 members who joined or upgraded during the 2018 Max Fund Drive, and to all of our monthly members. You showed up in full force to help us reach our goal, and to show our appreciation, we're putting up this year's batch of Max Fund Drive exclusive enamel pins on sale for all $10 and up monthly members. And just like last year, we're giving all the profits to charity. For 2018, we're supporting the National Immigration Law Center. The sale will run from May 18 through May 28, so don't miss it. $10 and up monthly members will be receiving personalized code and instructions to purchase pins on May 17th. So keep your inbox open and notifications on. For more details, head over to MaximumFund.org/pins. And to learn more about the National Immigration Law Center and support them directly, you can go to NILC.org.
MaximumFund.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.